these deliveries, Ucraft will also be delivering meals to hospitals and frontline workers. For information on how to donate, visit ucrafteats.com or email info@ucrafteats.com.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
We'll have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Oh yeah.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
The man who gave the Muppets their start, Jimmy Dean, with a puppet called Ralph. And it was Jim Henson down behind the table where you couldn't see him there. That was Jimmy Dean. I like his sausage, by the way. Now, see, that didn't sound
good.
Except he's
always
dead.
Always had the sausage in the rear.
Hey!
Oh.
He's dead, so it would be impossible to say, I like his sausage. So,
you almost said it again.
There's probably a...
Well, see, I couldn't like it because, you know, he's gone. I like the product.
That's fine. He already said it. He liked his sausage, so I'm just going to go ahead and I'm just going to grab that.
I don't know that'll be played for as long as we're still on the air. I was going to say for the next 5 years, but that's a stretch. As long as you can play it, I know that you will. Yes.
I'm very sorry to interrupt, but a listener just sent me an email. Apparently what they're singing with the lyrics to It's Pickin' and a Grinnin', it's going up to the country, going on a run, going up the country to have some fun, going up the country, going in a whirl, going up the country to see my girl.
What?
Apparently that's what it is.
That's what I was reading it out. Well, you're reading somebody who didn't understand what we're asking. Because that isn't what that person just described. It's, we heard it. We played it. It wasn't lyrics. That sounds like a canned heat going up the country. I mean, so, thank you for the contribution, but.
Well, Dan and I had a very intelligent off-air conversation during the national news break, and I hypothesized that the exact words were chang, lack, lack. And Dan, what did you think it was?
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Dang-a-lang or something.
I think Dan thinks it's dang-lang-lang.
I have it. Here, let's see.
Well, they're obviously saying something. I find it interesting that all these years, 23 seasons or whatever, and nobody seems to be able to figure out what that was.
No.
I think it was a specific thing they were all singing,
right.
Even if it was chang a lack lack chang a lack lack.
Here they come.
Here he is. Here they go. Wow. It's got to be out there somewhere on all of the internet. Somewhere that information has to be there. We will find it. We'll find it. Hopefully before the end of the show, somebody lies awake at night going, bang, 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 in your sleep.
What's the name
of
it?
It does sound like chang-a-lack.
Picking and a grinning. It's called picking and a grinning.
I'm picking and a grinning.
All right. I'm going to research it.
You'll find it. You know why? You're the head of research.
I know.
Heck yeah.
You'll do it. And now, before Dan Buffa walks in the room, a word from... I just want to take a minute and thank Gino, our engineer. I go through phases where I like these atomic jawbreakers. They're round, hard candy, and they have a spicy cinnamon taste, and I like them. And sometimes I just kind of, during the show... See, I almost said I will... S-U-C-K, one of them, but I know you would take that.
I'm very careful.
I'm not going to use that word. I will enjoy one of these, but then, you know, when the time comes to go back on and the mic turn, I have to spit it out. Well, I don't want to, you know, that's kind of... So what I do is I drop it, like as you can see, of a Dixie cup. But if I'm too late and the mic's already on, here's what you hear. And then you hear it go into the cup. So I said, Gino... What can we do about that? And he said, consider it done. And yesterday he said it'll be done by showtime tomorrow, which is now. And he installed a DCJHS, which is a Dixie Cup jawbreaker holding suppressor. Because it's essentially a jawbreaker holder. That's what I've turned the Dixie Cup into. I'm going to turn it on.
Wreck.
No, that Dan, nobody knew. What that reference was. It's so obscure, okay?
I know, but that's okay.
I know you know. So I'm going to turn it on and watch the genius of Gino and what he's able to do. Okay, let me flip it on. Here we go.
Did you do anything?
See what I mean? Worked.
Wow.
Way to go, Gino. Yes, I did, Limey. I spit that thing. I'll turn the suppressor off. Here's what you would have heard. Let me turn it off.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. No,
see a big difference?
Yeah, complete difference, night and day.
Thank you, Gino. Win the World, sponsor of a lot of things here, a lot of segments here. Also, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues, a cup they may be able to hang on to for 2 years, the way things are going. Sure, that won't be the case, but some people wouldn't mind that. Some hardcore hockey fans like Dan and John Landau. Also, the official window of the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Number one selling replacement window in the entire United States for a lot of good reasons. The reasons are on their website. Yes, they're open. Yes, you can have someone come out and give you an estimate. And yes, you can order your windows and have them installed. That's it. Can't go in a showroom. Most people didn't do that anyway. They bring the window to you and they come do an estimate. This is the one, folks. This is the one that's the biggest seller. This is the one of only two with the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, and I'm going to bet the other one costs a whole lot more. So you decide. It's an easy decision. Window World. Happy to announce, as I did yesterday, that we are now at a guaranteed $14,000 for Trivia Night, August 14th. And now comes phase two, where you tell me what you're willing to bid money for, and we'll see if we can make it happen. Don't be stingy. It's for Action for Autism. Everyone listening who has a healthy child or healthy children, you and I don't have any idea what it's like to raise a disadvantaged child. One of the contributions I got, one of the $1,000 contributions, was from a guy who does have a child who is challenged. And they don't even know what it is. It's not officially autism or Asperger's. They don't know. It's just that he's not able to process some things as quickly as other kids are. So that's what this is about this year. Give it some thought. And I sort of scolded and called out some people that I know listen who have lots of money, and I didn't do it by name. And I think they knew who they were, and I've already gotten, thank you to them, a couple of nice contributions. And, you know, look, you know who you are, if you can afford. And I'm going to come up as we get closer to some ways other people can participate without having to cough up $1,000. I get it. Not everybody can do that. We'll figure out a way to do something where lots of people can participate for less. I'll work on that. Window World, you know the website, I hope, Window World St. Louis. .com.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I will tell you that I look forward to going back to a movie theater. I like going to a movie. And I'm okay now because we go for stretches of a couple of months where we don't go. Then we'll hit three or four movies in a course of two or three weeks. So I have no withdrawal or anything like that. I just think I speak for everybody when I say it'll be good to go back. But till then, as we're sort of locked in the house with a TV and a phone and a computer, we have a guy who has some suggestions, things for you that you might want to check out and things you might want to avoid. Please welcome him now, Dan Buffa.
Hello. Good afternoon. Eva.
And I might add, you are brought to everybody by Window World. Company I just talked about, windowworldst.louis.com. The audience likes you so much, they want to keep clapping. Yeah. Did you hear that?
That's pretty good. It just wouldn't stop.
Hey, and I agree.
Suppress it.
Dan Buffa wrote something about hockey coming back they are talking about hockey coming back.
Yep.
And I completely agree with Dan. It's too late. Just end the season and just move on and start next year.
So they can hang on to that cup for a while.
Well, yeah, there's also that thing, too.
See, but in trivia, then, and down the road in any trivia night, the question came up, what hockey team held the Stanley Cup longer than it? And the answer, of course, would be St. Louis Blues.
I wish this was a sports show, because I couldn't disagree with the both of you anymore.
You're talking about Dan and Buffa. That's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the two Dans.
Two Dans, no waiting.
Right. Well, you know what? You have every right to jump in here and explain your feelings.
Because the Blues were in first place. They were one of the most dominant teams in the league. They had an opportunity to win back-to-back championships. And to just cut it off after the season that they've had, being a Blues homer, I might add. If the games can be played, A, it would break the monotony and the boredom of sports fans not having anything to watch, and B, they would have an opportunity to do something that very few teams have ever done. And it's not like they're holding on to the cup. The cup's not physically in St. Louis.
No.
It's a symbolic thing. The cup's in Toronto, and it goes around and does engagement speaking.
Well, that's a figure speech, holding the cup.
Right,
I
play the game.
Well, you can disagree.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I love hockey. I just think it's getting so late in the year, and I don't think they have the proper testing. I think this thing will be pushed through just to get a dollar out of it. I understand the Blues are fit to go right back at it next year, though. I do believe that. And I think that if there's a way somehow by, I guess they're saying, June training camps and then July
so what?
For the games, I don't know. I think it's getting a little bit more Every time I see a problem, I locate like six more. Of course, it's all in that piece.
Start next year a month later then. So what? I mean, play the games. Play it out. Let's see how it plays out.
I just think that this year's sports are broken, and I think everybody should just look forward to next year. But I do, if I had to predict the future, I would say there's going to be games, though. I think they're going to push it in. Baseball,
too. Oh, I think
too.
They are, too.
Yeah, and look, if it happens, then we'll watch. But I just think it's not a good idea, even as much as I love sports, and I love them both. But I just think there's so many. I mean, if we can get, like, treatment and testing, that'd be great. But I just don't see how it's going to work. But I do see it happening because I do with Tim. Tim has a point about just getting, you know, possibly having another back-to-back winner, but also just getting money and getting the fans in, something to watch.
They have test results available in 13 minutes. You test every player every day before every game. You get the results in 13 minutes. If he's positive, he doesn't
play. And also all the broadcast team, all the workers, all that. So
it's 100 people.
I know. I mean, it's just the testing is so not widespread right now. But if they get that going by June or July, then, I can see it. But right now...
But to the point of retesting, you can test negative today.
I know.
And be positive tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah. You test every day. That's the problem.
And also, one positive test and the whole thing gets shut down right away.
But the healthier people have stronger immune systems, and what healthier person is there than a professional athlete?
Perhaps. But as we saw with Jay Bomeister, you never know, though.
Well, that's a totally different health situation.
But it's also just, you know, there could be somebody
tell
with
people just tuned in and listening to Hockey Talk. I know a lot of you remember the old segment we had about movies and TV shows, but now it's Hockey Talk.
And that's the thing, though. There's no movie. Okay, there is a movie. I do have one movie I really want to recommend.
Before you do this, there's not a lot,
so why not?
I just want to say something that I just was made aware of again during this conversation about hockey. It's not often in my life where being the weirdo that I am pays off, but it's paying off now for me. And I said it yesterday. I'm not a sociable person, so this not being able to mingle and go to the club and meet your friends and your cards that you play cards with, that didn't bother me. It's just business as usual, which is just stay home, which I do anyway. So that's a plus. And then sports. I'm not having any sports withdrawal. I'm not a sports guy. So for once in my life, something has happened that I don't like. I'd rather it certainly, like anybody, not have happened, but I am one of the few people who isn't really missing getting with a crowd or group of people or going to any event, concert, sporting event, and I know I'm a weirdo, but I'm suffering less because of it right now. Thank you. That was my little address. And now, if anybody wants to join in on what to watch or not watch or whatever, and you've all been very helpful, I might add, giving suggestions, we appreciate it and we welcome them. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Mr. Buffa, what do you have?
Well, there's movies coming out every week on Netflix, TV shows. I mean, I have, and now I'm getting these early, so I have them in my email just kind of staring me down going, hey, let's watch this, let's go. But there's one out that came out on Friday. I've been waiting for it for a while, and if you're a Marvel fan, this is like if you got the people from Marvel and they made a real hardcore, realistic movie. It's called Extraction, and it stars Chris Hemsworth, who everybody knows for playing the son of Odin, Thor, and Marvel movies. But he's also a pretty compelling actor. He was in a couple Ron Howard movies. He played the great British race car driver James Hunt in that Ron Howard film. I want to say
that guy was Mike. His name was James, not Mike.
Mike was his brother. Yeah.
Okay. That's where I got
the less talented. The less talented one, yeah. But he's the star of this one. And, it's, of course, it's directed by, this is just like John Wick, where a stunt guy gets a chance to direct a movie. So the Marvel movies had one stunt guy. His name was Sam Hargrave. He designed, he was the coordinator. He basically drew all those fights up. He was also Chris Evans' stunt double. But he gets to direct. So just following the footsteps of the Wick, Chad Stahelski, the Marvel guy gets to direct this Netflix film with Chris Hemsworth, written by the Russo brothers who wrote the last Avengers film. So this is kind of like a Marvel party, but made like a Tony Scott movie. It's a very action-packed film. Hemsworth plays a mercenary named Tyler Rake, who kind of is one of those guys who takes too many chances, has a death wish, may or may not have lost a child. So they give him this impossible mission. He has to go over to India, over to the very violent part of India, and kidnap, or basically rescue, a kidnapped Indian teenager who is the son of a cartel guy. So he has he's basically a one-man crew. He has to go into this place he doesn't know and rescue this kidnapped kid. And basically the kid has been kidnapped by the other cartel guy. So it's India's most powerful gangsters going against each other, and you have Hemsworth playing this mercenary who has to go in there, you know, with as many guns as he can hold. He's basically Rambo, if Rambo was Australian and a former God of Thunder. But it's just, it's a really good movie. It's John Wick type action. It's very stunt oriented. It's not CGI, Frank. There's no space suits. There's no spaceships.
I don't think you can call them stunt orientals. I don't know.
stunt people. Stunt. It's very stunt oriented.
Stunt oriented.
Stunning.
That was very well done.
Sorry. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Stunt oriental.
But it's
here.
You know, it's essentially guys getting thrown off of roofs. Real fights in the street, you know, when you see these two guys. Now, India, it takes place, I want to think I'm saying this right, in Dhaka, India. It's one of the more violent, death-ridden places in India. And when they're fighting in the streets with cars going by, those very skinny streets, they're really there. I mean, they're really doing that. And so if you really want a very action-packed film that's authentic action, not like made on a computer, this is the movie for you. And I also think there's an emotional element. It's not just like Wick, where you don't really know much about him. This guy has a history. You get to know him. Him and the kid kind of become friends because it's basically those two against the rest of India in this movie. So I think it's a compelling story and a very good action film. Extraction.
What's the name?
Extraction is available on Netflix. It came out Friday. It's 2 hours, maybe it's an hour and 55, but you'll be gripping the chair, the handle of your chair, for 2 hours.
All right, do I need to have seen something else to set me up for this?
No, it's basically
out of the box.
It's not attached to Marvel. It's just made by the guys. I mean, essentially, there's three guys here that were very essential to Marvel movies. You have Hemsworth, who was in, I think, off the top of my head, 7 or 8 Marvel movies. It's written by a Russo brother who they directed the 4 most popular movies of Marvel. And then it's also the stunt guy in Marvel getting a chance to direct a movie. And if you watch the behind the scenes of this movie, Frank, this director wasn't just behind a camera under a tent with air conditioning coming on his face. They strapped him to a car for an action sequence where it's basically a big car chase. So you have Hemsworth driving one car. And then the director is strapped to the car in front of him with a camera pointed out at the car behind him. And this is the director doing this. So it's a very intense, very well-done action film.
It's all shot in India?
It's all, yeah. The whole thing takes place in maybe one part of a city. Because essentially, he gets there, and he thinks it's going to be a nice and easy mission. But, of course, he doesn't know that it's a movie, and nothing can go right. And so something goes wrong, and everybody's turned against him. And it's just these two. I love movies that's like real time. It's basically two people by the hour in one location, no breaks. I kind of like that.
I wonder what the deal is with this town in India when the movie producers go over and say, hey, we like to block off the street. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of check do they have to write to this town in India. First of all, you got to assure them that you're shooting over there and that the end product is not going to somehow be disparaging to India.
You're right about
that.
Saying?
And so safety.
I mean, you're going to be not just, like I said, you're not going to be blowing it up on a computer. You're going to be blowing up. I mean, there's a scene in this movie where, you know, one car goes under a bridge, the other car flips, and that is a car being, in the movies when they're making it, it goes up a ramp. And it goes over the car, so it looks like they crash, but it's actually kind of a organized stunt.
Right.
And you see that in this movie. I mean, there's cars driving by, and all of a sudden, there's one car just flips over with a driver in it.
Well, I have a very good friend who lives over there in India. Oh. I have him on by satellite, and he has confirmed what you just said. He's listening on the app right now. Let me bring him in here, my good buddy. He just likes to go by Michael. Michael, is that what you just heard Dan Buffa say about the realism of this movie? Is that correct?
Well, you know, Frank, it is absolutely true. I was there for part of the filming. I watched it with my own eyes. I could not believe what I was looking at. It is so real. It is all real, not just what they call CGI, but the real deal. Mr. Buffa is correct.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's just like confirmation.
That was Michael.
That was Michael from India. Yeah,
very good.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, look. If you want,
really like to applaud today, don't they?
I'm telling you that.
Can't hold them back.
Maybe we should just do applause for 5 straight minutes, and we can all just kind of nod off maybe for a minute.
Man.
But this movie, look, you go home, you turn on Netflix, you hit play, and you get a movie that I think would have played well in a theater. The action in this film, you probably would have been looking around. You're like, man, was that really a gunshot, or is that Chris Hemsworth? You'd be thinking it like 10 times in this movie, but it plays well. I mean, you know, turn the lights off, have a good sound system, turn this one up because the action is the real deal. I mean, it's, you know, and again, it's got a story. It's not just a robotic action film. You start to care about a guy who kind of wants to inflict pain on himself, but he's also just kind of he's unkillable. I mean, he goes into situations where you think, okay, I'd be shot within 5 minutes. But here's this guy, you know, having knife fights, gun fights, you know, grenades going off around him. So it's fun
to
watch.
Pretty much any of the action movies.
Yeah, but I think in the,
they're not realistic. You'd be dead in 20 seconds.
They're not. And I think what this one does, though, it goes, okay, we get that, but let's just make this really exciting action. So I think
Extraction, how many ARD?
I'm going to go 3.5.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 3.5.
Here they come.
All right, Dan.
What's it
called? We have a caller, Extraction.
Extraction. There's two movies. There's a very bad Bruce Willis movie that just forget it ever existed, and then there's this movie that just came out this past weekend.
You want to talk to Christian?
Yes.
And before I talk to Christian, obviously his parents named him Christian. Wouldn't it be cruel if you could do this, I guess, name your kid Atheist? I mean, you know, that would be...
That kid would get beaten up in school.
That would be a really cruel thing to do.
That'd be tough.
Nobody ever did that. Christian, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dan Buffa.
Hello, Dan Buffa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It gets better, Frank. My name's Christian. I'm actually Jewish.
That is interesting.
Is that something or what?
That's great.
Anyway. Oh, you're gonna get
you caught it, but you caught it too late. That's all right.
I called in for the tech show, but then Dan was kind enough to let me in on Hockey Talk. So, here's my take. And thank you, Dan, by the way. I appreciate that. So, the trivia question 10, 15 years from now is going to be, who's the only team in the NHL to hold the cup but only win it once? And we know the answer. That's the question.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does.
The other thing is, Dan, I caught your Facebook gig on Sunday. Nice job.
Oh, thank you.
It went very well. It was nice. Good. And other than that, what I was going to say is, if you want to watch a movie that's just fun, mindless, you'll probably watch it 5 or 6 times. Check out Unstoppable.
Oh, yeah, with Denzel?
Yep.
Yeah, Chris Pine, right? Denzel and Chris Pine?
You got it.
And there you go. Look at that. There's a good little segue there. I mentioned Tony Scott films with Extraction. This is a Tony Scott film where it is Denzel plays the veteran, I want to call him. He's the one that kind of drives the train in the city. And then Chris Pine is a rookie on the job. And let's just say they get into a big adventure.
It's very entertaining, and you will watch it more than once.
Okay.
Agreed.
I'm in. I'll check that out. Thank you, Christian.
Yeah. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, Tony Scott, just another director that just left too soon. I mean, the poor guy committed suicide back in 2012, I think, was going to make Top Gun 2 then, but he was just a guy that made very compelling movies. Denzel, 5 movies, I think, Crimson Tide, Man on Fire.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I honestly, in my 50 years on this earth, have never met a Jewish person named Christian.
We have now.
At least over the phone.
I mean, seriously, I mean...
That streak's over.
That boggles me.
Maybe he changed his name. He's going to call back in. That's it.
Or we're being duped. And he just said that because it was funny.
This is a show.
We don't know.
This is a show with a... We talk about a lot of made-up stuff. So you never know. He could just be beating us in our own game.
It'd be like a Christian family naming their kid Rabbi Johnson.
Yeah.
Rabbi Johnson. Small little boy Rabbi. Yeah. What the heck? Let's bring Debbie in here. Debbie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Man, how are you?
Okay.
Hi, the gang. I'm doing good.
I like that. The gang.
Yeah.
We're a gang now.
We're all here. Hail, hail.
You all got your black leather jackets on and all
No suits. No leather yet.
No leather yet. Okay, well, I'm with Dan about watching network TV. I think he's about the only one in your group that does.
Yes.
But a couple of weeks ago, I watched an NCIS show. And it was about a World War II veteran that was on the Arizona. And the guy that played the World War II veteran was the guy, the professor from Back to the Future.
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, that's good to see him getting some work. Now, how long was this ago? NCIS, what year?
I think it was 2 weeks ago that this was on.
Good for him.
And I was kind of thinking about calling in and telling you about this, but this was the most heartwarming TV show I've seen in a long time, and Christopher Lloyd, if he doesn't get an Emmy for it, I don't know who doesn't deserve one. But it was fantastic, and I was bawling my eyeballs out at the end of it.
Debbie, you are not going to believe this. This is going to really, I think, be exciting for you. I'm close friends with Christopher Lloyd, and I have him on my satellite right now.
This is fantastic.
Isn't it? Christopher, say hello to a big fan who loved your NCIS appearance. Say hello to Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. How's that DeLorean holding up for you?
Oh, it's doing great. Runs on 1.21 gigawatts.
Well, she really liked your NCIS appearance, Chris.
I think that's fabulous. Thank you so much. It was a very heartwarming rendition of NCIS. Or whatever.
There you go. How about that?
Good
for the
show. If you're a World War II veteran, or you like those kind of shows, you'll love this one.
It was really well made.
Debbie, I have to be one of only six people in the entire United States who have never seen one NCIS. I've never seen any one of those CSI, any of those. Not one show and there are like five of them. And I know they're popular, and I know that Mark Harmon has made a ton of money. One of the highest paid people on television. He is one of the highest paid TV people ever. I've never seen 10 minutes of one of those shows.
Is it Michael or David?
Well, David Caruso. CSI Miami.
Frank, the best part about it is you don't have to see one to understand what's going on in the next one. Each one's its own little individual world.
No, I understand that. I just, for whatever reason, I've just never been interested. Sure, I'll tell you who I do like, who was in one of those shows, was Mariska Hargitay. I think she's pretty.
SVU, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I've never seen the show. I just know who she is.
They're great.
Yeah. Just don't watch them. And don't know why. Don't have a reason why. Just haven't. Debbie, was there anything else?
No, but if you don't know anything about the show, you won't have to. It's just a single show that you can watch for about 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, just about 40. Yeah, with all the commercials, about 42 minutes. But yeah, I mean, episodic television, you can just, it's almost kind of like a relaxer of the brain. You don't have to worry, like, okay, where have these characters been? Where are they going? It's a great way to kind of just watch a little drama, but you don't have to have any attachments.
Well, here's the other thing. Yeah. If you watch episode 5, here's how it starts. Here's how everyone starts. Starting with the second one, previously on NCIS. And then they do about 30 seconds of everything you need to know in that previously on Sons of Anarchy.
What is happening here?
Yeah, previously.
And
they clip right through the history of it.
Yeah, they do. And, you understand how they always show you stuff from some stuff that I guess it's very important to the upcoming episode. They always pull these old scenes out in the previous, and you go, oh, what's going to happen to him? Is he going to die this episode? Why are they showing him?
And when they do the previews of next week's show, you can't tell anything about it. It doesn't tell you anything. You don't know what's coming up. They just give you just enough to make you wonder. Debbie, we appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for listening. She sounded like a nice, happy the person you'd want for a next-door neighbor.
She sounded like when you always play the Anyway clip. When she said goodbye there, that sounded just like that clip. I thought,
Bernice?
Yeah.
It sounded nothing like Bernice.
It sounded good. It was pretty good. Oh, no. I got the same vibe from it. I know I'm alone on this.
Does she have a brain aneurysm or something?
No.
Anything like Bernice.
Nothing at all like Bernice. Nothing.
You're hard to find, yeah.
Whenever they say,
Thank you, Bernice.
Anyway, whenever he plays that clip. Mm-hmm.
You're losing this battle, buddy.
I know I'm losing. It's fine.
You need to see a doctor.
Whoa, hey, now. It's just one little opinion.
Tonight, if you can get in, I'd see one tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going to the hospital.
Let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you today?
Hello, how are you doing today?
Yeah, there you are. What's up?
Not much. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
All right, good start.
With the hockey, if the cup does not get awarded this year, it's not the first time it's happened.
The lockout, right? When was that?
No. Besides the lockout, it was canceled in 1918 from the Spanish flu.
Oh.
Look at that. Oh, wow. The last time.
It actually was canceled in the middle of the finals.
In the middle of the finals?
Middle of the finals? Yep.
See, that would be gut-wrenching. If I'm a player and you're two or three or four wins away from the Stanley Cup, they go, excuse me, you're done.
No, we're stopping it.
We're stopping. Wow. Go play golf.
A couple players that played in the finals died.
Wow. Man, 1918.
Got anything else about TV or movies?
Yeah, as Dan seen on Netflix, that show Absurd Planet.
What was it called?
Third Planet?
You mean Third Rock from the Sun? What's Third
Planet? No, it's called Absurd Planet. It's like there's spoof in nature.
Absurd Planet.
Absurd Planet. Okay. Yeah.
That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, if you're bored, it's kind of funny.
I think I saw two, but I didn't stop because it was bad, but it's one of those you watch and then you come back to the menu and there's 45 different things.
See, it's a terrible name because I wouldn't watch it because of the name. Names keep me from watching things.
Absurd Planet.
If there's a movie that has the word wedding in it or anything chickish, I'll kind of
say it's a comedy.
Because it's a Hugh Grant movie or something.
Two weeks' notice? No, that's not
It's like an animal documentary. I actually watched one, and it was called...
Is it a spoof?
Mate Expectations. No, it's...
It's a real animal show? They're just being funny about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, yeah.
Okay,
I mean, it's a documentary.
Why do they call it Absurd Planet? Why don't they call it the Absurd Animal Show? I'd be more apt to watch it.
Well, because some of the stuff, just listen to some of the titles of the episodes, and because they have all these different animals that fall into these categories: eat, pray, live.
Okay.
Mating expectations.
Mating expectations. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Can we do a trailer guy? Coming this spring. Mating expectations. We're getting into it, baby.
I mean, seriously, I mean, do you think a lion looks at another lion out there and says, she's too ugly for me, I'm going to move on?
Absolutely.
You know, so you're telling me...
I do think that.
It goes from an animal plant meets Grey's Anatomy, where they had all these emotional conversations. No, it doesn't. They just want to kill each other.
Scott, anything else?
With the... I know a while back you're talking about the... Holocaust documentary you watched?
Oh, man. Easy, buddy.
You're right there? You're right there, Scott?
Mention the Holocaust that happened.
I remember, yeah. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen the movie The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
Yes. It's a fantastic movie. That is one of the all-time most powerful movies. Thank you for mentioning Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Who was in it, Frank?
I have no idea. It's a movie based on a little boy who makes friends with a little boy on the other side of the concentration camp fence who's wearing the prisoner striped pajamas. It's really powerful. He's right.
Yeah, it's a powerful movie. It'll bring a tear to your eye at the end.
No, it's a good one. All right, Scott. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah,
you too.
And speaking of Netflix and streaming films, is that it was just announced about 20 minutes before I got here that the Oscars have added some changes to this upcoming broadcast, whatever films are going to represent.
Changes.
There.
Thank you. Thanks,
but
everybody.
They've essentially made the rule. Now, this is just going to be for this year, that any film that streams can be eligible for the main awards, not just if it has a theater run. Like, you know, The Irishman got in there because it was in theaters for a little bit. And I think Dolomite is the same thing, the Eddie Murphy film. But this year, if you came out on Amazon Original, you qualify. You came
now, why
out
do
on,
we not hear after the fact about Dolomite? Because I went to the theater to see that, and I was really pleasantly surprised.
Me too.
It was really entertaining, and now I don't hear it. It's like it never existed.
I tried to campaign even for Wesley Snipes and Murphy to get some award consideration because they were great. And I think Wesley Snipes played a guy that he never plays. That guy, that director, that former actor-director was nothing like a Wesley Snipes character.
And their Wikipedia
it's a true story.
The Wikipedia page on Dolomite says it only took them $100,000 to make that movie.
The real one? So Rudy Ray Moore was the real guy's name?
Yeah, Rudy Ray Moore movie, it cost next to nothing.
And it made $12
million. Yeah, it made so much. And remember, it almost didn't get released. They had all these second thoughts. And, I mean, that's one of those things where, if you're a filmmaker, you got to go, man, if they can do that, you know. And that's what, like, you know, Edward Burns, the Irish filmmaker, actor, he films movies where he goes into a hotel in New York, he doesn't tell anybody, and he just films.
Yeah.
And so he basically saved money, and he was the guy, I'm always going to say this when we're mentioning streaming movies, now being available to win Best Picture, he's the first guy who did that with iTunes. He released movies on iTunes.
And Frank, just a real quick change of course, because I know we only got about 9 minutes left in his segment.
Man, 9 minutes.
You know, I love The Sopranos. I hated the way it ended. I hated the last ending. Like, I love The Wire. I love the way it ended because you found out how all the characters. So the finale of Homeland was 2 nights ago, and I want to say that I think that was one of the best scripted endings of any series I have ever seen.
Yeah,
the way it ended was just so. It was just so odd, and you didn't see it coming, and you walked away from it saying, You felt good about
because
it.
Because it was like Tim says, I think they returned the focus to the best characters.
Right.
In the last maybe season and a half, you know, and really ever since Nicholas Brody, played by Damian Lewis, left the show, it's been Mandy Patinkin's Saul Berenson and Clara Danes' Carrie Matheson.
And they the show when they killed off Damian.
Oh, get back in there.
I left the show.
Each season is so different.
It is, yeah.
My wife watches it. I don't know if she watched the finale.
Well, it was really, really well written.
It's kind of like episodic seasons where you can almost jump into a season, know a little bit about it, but really watch that season. So, I mean, over the course of its 8 seasons, I think there was a little bit all over the place. It was a little rocky. But I think with a show, it's all about how you stick that landing in the end. And I think even down to the final shot, Frank, of the final scene of this finale, I mean, I don't cry a lot, but I was a little bit emotional in that final shot. Yeah. I was like, man, this show just did that to me. And I would have never said before the hour started, like, this show's not going to make me cry. And about terrorism and about, you know, bipolar CIA. Is she CIA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if you were indecisive about finishing this show, it does what Dexter didn't do. Dexter just forgot, didn't really have a purpose in the end, and it didn't really have a good ending, but Homeland went back to its strongest suit and really delivered a, gosh, emotional
it was
ending.
Powerful. It was very powerful.
Well, I love Mandy Patinkin. The most underrated and underappreciated people are writers. Writers, writers are brilliant.
TV writers, too.
And think about trying to figure out how to end any series that's a success.
It's so hard.
That's not an easy task. Let's talk to Phil before we run out of time here. Phil, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Phil. Good afternoon, Phil.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Okay, I got 3 suggestions to watch when you don't want to be committed to a series and need some mindless entertainment.
That's good.
I've got one for Frank and Limey, one for Tim and Dan, and one for Scott and Bill. Which one should I do first?
Wow.
Well, we have 4 minutes exactly because I have to do a commercial, but we don't just whatever you want. Go ahead.
Real quick, Frank, question for you. One of these planes, if you could fly it, P-51 Mustang or Spitfire?
I probably the Mustang.
Well, there's a show on Netflix. It's a documentary about the Spitfire The Plane That Saved the World. It's really good. It's a first-person history of the Spitfire. It's got interviews of the test pilots and World War II pilots.
I have flown about 3 World War II planes, but I've never flown one of those.
I'd
love to do either one. A World War II plane, yeah, about 3 of them.
Oh, man, okay.
What else you have there, Phil?
I got one for Tim and Dan. This is the ultimate ex-wife revenge movie, She-Devil. It was filmed in 1989.
Yeah.
Husband and have you seen it? Meg Bagley Jr., Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
And it features Frank's favorite actress, Roseanne Barr.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, man. Roseanne symbol. She's not.
She gets back and destroys all the thing that Ed Begley Jr. loves. It's really good.
Ed Begley Jr.
Sunday afternoon, you know. I watched it on broadcast TV. The final one for Scott and Bill is called The Judge.
Oh, yeah, Robert Downey.
That was a good movie.
Yep.
That was a good movie.
That was really how it felt, yeah. I was surprised how much I liked it.
Robert Duvall's in it as the judge. The son, Robert Downey's the stranger.
Oh, okay, now I remember. I've seen it, and I like anything Robert Duvall is in.
Yeah.
I just really like it.
So good. Now, Phil, wouldn't you agree that that's a movie where, I mean, different hands, different cast, maybe the film doesn't come off as well, but it's the acting with Downey, especially Downey Jr., who plays that son that left the small town to become a big shot. He has to come back, and he's at odds with his dad. And his brother, who I think is played by Vincent D'Onofrio, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a good movie. It's so well acted.
You know, I'm writing this down because I want to watch The Judge again.
Got Billy Bob
all
Robert
about this movie.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of one of those commercial films that really you almost didn't think it was commercial due to the acting, because Downey Jr. and Duvall, those guys can go back and forth in a scene, and they have a lot of scenes in this movie where I think if you're a father or you're a son, you'll kind of relate to what they're talking about.
Very relatable, especially if you're an older gentleman with a mature adult son. Yes.
Maturity, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
what is maturity?
We'll be mature one day. One of these days, we'll mature.
I'm
Phil, 30, those are great,
I'm
great suggestions.
See, no.
Thank you. The reason I suggested it for Bill, because it supposedly takes place in Carlinville, Indiana, and he leaves Chicago and has to fly to Carlinville. But there is no Carlinville, Indiana, and I got a hoot out of that because I'm from Indiana.
Yeah, I think they created, I'm not sure where they filmed it, maybe North Carolina, but they kind of created this town, I guess, because it was a small enough town for this guy to come to who were like, okay, this is a good name.
Yeah, and
well, it's kind of like Banshee. There is no Banshee.
No, that was filmed in North Carolina. Very small town. It starts with an M, the small town they filmed in North Carolina. It was that one little street where, you know, we have the diner, the bar, and then you have the police thing.
Morrisville.
Morrisville. They filmed the whole thing.
I think it was Morrisville. And here's what I do know. We have 30 seconds. Banshee. Phil, was there anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thanks, Frank.
Right. Good suggestions. Guys. Thank you so much. Those are really good suggestions. And, I just wrote it down. I'm going to watch The
Watch
Judge
it.
Again.
Watch it again.
Another movie that I forgot all about and nobody ever
Perfect
mentions.
Perfect time to watch it.
And you know how to wrap this up.
I want to say, gentlemen, it was great talking to you today. I'll see you next week with some more recommendations. Until then, I'm Dan Buffa. I've had enough of.
All right. He's had enough of. And both are brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And if you go to their website, you can find out some of the reasons why. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. First Community Credit Union, longtime sponsor of this show, one of the people keeping this show going. And this is no different, folks, than any of these other businesses that are either shut down or they're on some weird part-time schedule. We're kind of running on fumes here. And providing the fumes, and we're thrilled to have those fumes, are people like First Community and Window World, Londoff, and Ballast Dental Care. Don't forget these people. First Community Credit Union is there for you. Whatever banking business you were doing before this mess, you can still be doing, and we as members are doing, because think about it. There's really very little that can't be accomplished online, on the phone, or at the drive-through window. And the few things that require you to be in the presence of somebody, they'll make that happen. You'll either make an appointment or, in the case of a safe deposit box, when you drive up, tell them you need to get in. Get in that room, that safe deposit. That's a neat room. If you've never had a safe deposit box, you've seen the movies where the bank official goes back and lets them in, and then they leave them alone. If you need anything, let us know. And they step away, and now it's just you in this tomb, this vault where you're safe deposit box is. What's in it? Nobody knows but you. You need to get in there. Just tell them at the window. First Community Credit Union. One day soon, you go back to the lobby and get a bag of popcorn again. We're all looking forward to that. Till then, all the information you need is on their website, firstcommunity.com. Playhouse is coming up. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Confirmed U.S. cases of coronavirus have exceeded 1 million. President Trump was pressed on that during a White House event. He insisted that he acted quickly and aggressively.
We were early by banning China and banning people coming in who would have been very heavily infected. We probably saved hundreds of thousands of lives.
Trump again claimed the U.S. is doing more coronavirus testing than any